USA Radio News.
Some members of the GOP are vowing to investigate Hillary Clinton if the Republican Party gains control in this year's midterm elections. Representative Dan Bishop of North Carolina, who will be on the House Judiciary Committee next year, spoke to Newsmax on Tuesday.
Everything the president said about being spied on, his intuition was exactly right. This is the worst scandal in American political scandal in American history. It makes Watergate look like nothing. And, to your question about whether people will see consequences, we are going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to send the subpoenas. We're going to find out the full extent of what has happened.
Ukraine has experienced recent cyber attacks. On Tuesday, Ukraine's private bank, the country's Ministry of Defense and Armed Forces, and a separate bank were victimized. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
As Democratic-run states start to lift COVID-19 mandates, Dr. Anthony Fauci weighed in on masks being optional.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he understands why states are starting to loosen mask mandates. The White House's chief medical advisor saying the CDC still recommends wearing masks, but COVID cases are trending downward. The federal mask mandates for places under federal jurisdiction, such as planes, are set to expire next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rising prices for lumber are once again adding to worries of soaring home prices. Sawmills cannot keep up with demand. Wildfires wrecked inventory and tariffs have doubled on Canadian lumber. Prices are 22% higher than in early December, and they've risen 34% this month so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Inflation in the U.S. is continuing to creep upward.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
COVID-19 restrictions shut down Mardi Gras parades and carnivals in cities worldwide last year, but the tradition is making a comeback. City officials in New Orleans are prepping for celebrations to resume this year. One resident spoke to Fox News.
When people think of New Orleans, they come to New Orleans to figure out and learn the different layers of our history and our traditions and our culture. And if we don't continue to perform and show up and show out, this history will go without being said. It should be shown to the world.
New Orleans city officials said people must show their vaccine card or negative COVID-19 test to enter bars or restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.